Gospel of John, chapter number 20. Probably won't keep you very long tonight. Don't feel like I have a great deal on my heart. But the Lord has spoke to my heart this week. And I'm grateful for what He spoke to me. And I pray that He'll help me to give it to you tonight. John chapter 20, verse number 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came, told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her. I'm interested tonight in verse number 17 in this part of this message that the Lord tells Mary to tell the brethren. That He is going to ascend unto His Father and their Father. And the Lord just worked in my heart today about the fact that He is our Father. Do you realize that He, if you're saved tonight, that He is your Father? Up until this point in the Scripture, and in the history of man, man had never before been able to say that God was his Father. He had been able to call Him God. He had been able to call Him a deliverer, a provider, a righteous judge, keeper of the covenant of mercy. Many, many titles were ascribed to Him, but nobody had ever called Him Father. But thank God, because of the work at Calvary and that He got up on that third morning, by the grace of God and through salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can call Him Father. Jesus said He's my Father and your Father. What a thought. I don't know that I can preach it to you tonight the way it's in my heart. But what a thought to know that we have a common Father with Jesus Christ. All because of what He did at Calvary. Not because of who we are. Not because of what we've done. Not because of some deed that we could do or price that we could pay. But thank God that we are in the family of God. The Bible said two times in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 8 and in the book of Galatians chapter 4, that we have received the Spirit of adoption, and by that Spirit, capital S, which is the Holy Spirit, we are able, we have access to make our cry, Abba, Father. That word Abba is a personal term. It's an intimate term. It just simply means Father. But the reality of it is it would resemble our common everyday word in the English language, Daddy. It's a personal thing. I read where somebody said anybody can be a father, but it takes a special somebody to be a daddy. And I'm glad tonight to know that he's not just our Father as in He created us and formed us, but He's our Daddy. He's a personal God with a personal relationship with His people. And we have access unto Him. That's why we can come boldly. Not because that we are somebody in ourselves, but we are somebody in Him. We're His son and His daughter, and He's our daddy. And we can come to Him and know He can help us. What a thought. Our Father. I ascend to my Father and to your Father. Can you imagine when Mary come back and told the disciples what the Lord had said? The Bible does not record all her words. The Bible just said she told them that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her. No doubt, word for word, she got it right, probably rehearsed it all the way there. And what language to be able to say. There have been some amazing things spoken since Christ came on the scene. When He came in the banks of the Jordan River, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Never before had that been said, because there was no Lamb before Him that could take them away. But He appeared to take them away. And now Mary comes with a message that He said His Father is our Father. And the same God that sits on the throne of heaven, the same God that said, "Let there be light," and out of the depths of darkness sprang the miraculous light, and it always has been, the God that spoke into existence and created and formed everything we see out of nothing, the same God that holds the water of the world in the hollow of His hand, the same God that can measure the span of the heavens with the span of His hand, is the same one that bids us to come to Him and call Him Father.
That's right. Thank God, yes.
I don't think we realize tonight what it means that we can call Him Father. I don't think we understand just what a privilege that it is to bow our head. And I'm going to tell you, we're all guilty. A-L-L, all of us, from the pulpit to the one at the farthest back pew, we're all guilty of bowing our head and praying a prayer that we remember, or going through some form or some routine. But I'm going to tell you today, it was different in my heart, and I've said it out of form and fashion so many times, but I said it different today when I bowed my head and I said, "My Heavenly Father," and something in my heart clicked that He is my Father and He loves me and cares about me. And if you're saved, He does the same for you. Jesus said, "If we as earthly fathers know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much better things shall our Heavenly Father give unto them that ask Him." What a privilege. The Bible said to carry everything, the writer did, in the old hymnal, everything, everything, to God earthly children to earthly parents. I understand that sometimes there was maybe some fear, some reverence. I understand that. But if we needed something, we knew there was no doubt in our mind that if we really needed, I'm not talking about just want something, but if we needed something, we knew without a shadow of a doubt if we went to our parents that they'd do what they could to get it or provide it. I'm glad our Heavenly Father's no different, but He don't have to do what He can or to try to work out a way. He's already made a way. And He can do it for you tonight.
Amen, brother.
For Him to be our Father, the Lord began to speak to my heart. And I got four things and I'll give them to you if the Lord wants me to. I'm just going to try to follow Him. But I'm going to tell you what, for Him to be our Father, it means some things we ought to understand. I want to say, first of all, it means that we have a relationship. I'm glad tonight if you're saved and you're in the family of God. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love hath been bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And the Bible said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We're not going to be. We're not waiting to be. But we are now, as finite and fallible as we are. I know we in ourselves, we're nothing. But I'm telling you, we are somebody going somewhere because He's our Father. We have a relationship. He's our Father and we're His child. And because of that relationship that we have is why that we can address Him as Father. It's why we can address Him as Daddy. It's why we can cry, Abba Father, by the Spirit that's been given unto us. The writer said in Galatians that we received the Spirit of adoption, I believe, whereby we cry, Abba Father. The writer in Romans said we received the Spirit of His Son. We become one with His Son. And because of that, we're one with Him. And He's our Father. I don't know. I don't know if it's registering in your heart tonight. I don't know. I can't preach it. I can't. Like the Lord's put it in mine, I just can't. But I'm so glad. If you don't get anything else out of what I've said tonight, you get this. We ought to be so glad that He's our Father, that we have access unto Him. He's not just some distant being out in the universe somewhere, and we're trying our best to do what He wants, afraid of His judgment and His wrath. No, no. He's our Father, tender care and love and mercy He has showed upon us. He wants a personal hand in hand, everyday walk with His children.
That's right, brother.
Many religions all over the world, they pray and serve some god. I know a little g, some god that's some far distant being out there that they have no intimate knowledge about. They have no personal knowledge about. They just having to go on what everybody else before them has said. But I'm glad tonight to know Him for myself. I don't have to go on what grandma and grandpa said. I don't have to go on what others say. I'm glad I know about it for myself. He's my Father. And I have a relationship with Him. As my Father, there is a respect for Him that I have on the inside. That when He comes by where I am, I know who He is. There's something down on the inside that goes to fluttering when He comes on the scene. I'm going to tell you, growing up, I really didn't have much of a father. My mama got married when I was about 11 or 12 years old to what I call my dad now, and I have respect for him, but I had people in my life that I had high respect for, and when they came on the scene, I knew it, and I acted like they were there. And I'm telling you tonight, when He comes on the scene, His children will know where He is, and they'll act like they're His children, and they'll want to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
It's just natural. Just like a baby loves their parents, And I come in from work and see my girls, and I know I'm with two of them about all day. But come in, and at least when she's gotten, I'm just preaching tonight. It don't matter to me how good it sounds or how grammatically correct it is. But I come in from work, come in the house, and when she spots me, she's learned in her way to say, "Hey there." And I walk in the room, and that's what she says, "Hey there, hey there, hey there." Until she realizes she has my attention, until I pick her up and let her know I've acknowledged her. I'm telling you, when you go to talk to him, do you stay long enough for him to pick you up and acknowledge that you have got his attention? He'll do it for you if you want him to.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh, I'm glad for that. He can't, I can't. As an earth, and all through the scriptures, I understand it's not a perfect type. There is no perfect type. If you had a perfect type, you'd have the thing you're trying to have a type for. But all through the scriptures, parents are a type of our Father. That's why we call him Father. And I'm telling you, as an earthly parent, I cannot let mine go by without letting them know I love them, I care about them. If they need something, I'll do my best to make it happen. And I'm telling you, our Heavenly Father's greater than that. If you can catch his attention, he wants to love on you more than you want to be loved on, and he will love on you if you want it tonight.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. There's a respect that we have for him. I want to say, as our Father, there are some responsibilities that we have to him. He makes the rules. It's our job to obey. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." You know how we show our earthly parents that we love and respect and reverence them? We do what they say. And it ain't, I'm going to tell you something. I was a teenager once. I grew up. I did things I ought not to do. And it's one thing to show your parents you obey them when they're around. But it's another to show them you obey them when they're not around. And the church is full of people that obey our Father when he's around. But I'm telling you, there never really is a time when he ain't around. But you understand what I'm saying. It's easy to act like God's people in the church, but what about on Monday? You still belong to him, and we have a responsibility to him to obey his commandments. Yeah. We have a responsibility to act like who we are. You can let the Holy Ghost deal with your heart. He's the instructor. He's the leader. He'll never guide you into anything you ought not to do, but he'll try to keep you out of the things that you oughtn't to do. And if you'll obey him and follow his wisdom and his guidance and his leadership, you'll please the Father every time. Children ought to, in their innocence, children get joy out of pleasing their parents. They want to make their parents happy. We kind of lose it the older we get. But I'm telling you, as the children of God, we ought to never, it's real easy. Just like the natural things. When we first get saved and born again, it's in us to want to please our Father. And God help us as we mature for that not to go away. Our greatest desire and goal in this life ought to be to bring glory and honor to his worthy name.
Amen, brother.
Our responsibility. And I'm going to tell you something. And I don't deserve it, and neither do you. Not a one of us do. And just him being our Father is reward enough. But I'm going to tell you, according to this Bible right here, because he's our Father, there's a reward from him awaiting for us. Oh, the writer said, if we are sons, then we're heirs. And if we're heirs, then we're joint heirs with Christ. And what that means is this, there'll be no bickering, and we're not really, I'll borrow a phrase from what Brother Hanley maybe said, we're not going to inherit it, because to inherit something, somebody has to die. But we can draw interest on it for all eternity. And there'll be no bickering, no squabbling. We'll all get the same part and the same portion because he's our Father. What a thought. I'll come into His presence one day. We all will. And I don't know about you, but I want to hear the words, "Well done, my child." As my Father, I want Him to be pleased with me. I don't want to take it lightly. I don't want to take it for granted. I don't, God help me. I don't want to ever bow my head again and just out of formality call Him my Father. But every time I say "my Heavenly Father," I pray the Holy Ghost will stir something in my heart and let me know that I'm not just saying that to sound good. I'm saying it because it's the truth. He is my Father, and He's listening to me. And if He's your Father, He's listening to you. You have His attention. And He will do for you more than anybody else in this world could ever do. One old preacher said He'll drain the ocean dry to give you a drink if He has to, and He will. He loves you that much. He's able to take care of you. There are things as earthly parents we can't do. There are limitations on our ability, but there's no limit on His. He can do anything, anything, anything you need Him to. What a blessed privilege. I don't know if you've got anything out of it tonight, but if you don't get anything else out of it, please get this. He is our Father. If you're saved tonight, when you bow your head to pray, I want to know tonight. It's just us. I'm just preaching to you. When you pray, do you talk to God? Just talk to Him? Do you feel you have to be so formal all the time? And if you don't bow your knee just right or bow your head just right, and I'm not talking about being irreverent. You don't have to bow your knee just so or bow your head. I've had some conversations with Him where my head could not be bowed and my eyes could not be closed, riding down the road to preach somewhere, feeling all alone and empty on the inside. And there have been some days I've called Him Daddy, and I sure am glad He's let me know that I'm His son and that He cares about me. You ought to talk to Him, try it out. Just call Him Daddy, see if He don't come on this seen and do for you what your heart longs for Him to do. I'm not preaching irreverence tonight. I'm saying talk to Him like you was talking to your Father, because that's what He is. He already knows everything about you. I remember growing up, my grandmother for the most part raised me. And she was a very well-known lady in the community and knew everybody there was. And I knew growing up, if I got in trouble at school, when I got home, I didn't have to tell her. She already knew. She knew everything about me that I thought she needed to know. And I'm telling you tonight, I said that to say this, your Father already knows everything about you. He knows your troubles, knows your cares, knows where you messed up, knows where you went wrong. Just talk to Him like you talk to your father, to your family. Plead for mercy. He loves you. He cares for you. And He'll help you if you need it tonight. I wonder when the last time that we've went to pray and we didn't go to pray as in our formality and our routine. But I wonder when the last time we went to pray and all we wanted to do was to tell Him we loved Him and to hear Him say, "I love you too." This thing about Him being our Father is not a one-way relationship. I didn't preach tonight. We have a relationship to Him. We have a relationship with Him, which means it's a two-way street. If you'll tell Him that you love Him, He'll tell you He loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. It don't have to be where these ears can hear it. But if he ever tells your heart he loves you, it'll do more good. And I like to tell, I'm just preaching tonight, okay? I like to tell my wife I love her, but I like to hear it back more than I like to say it. But sometimes I have to initiate. That's just how we are in the flesh. And I'm telling you, God loves you. He's already manifested in more ways than anybody else. But sometimes he waits on you to initiate the conversation. And if you'll just go to your prayer place and say, "Oh God, my Father, I love you," and just wait a little while, he'll tell you he loves you too.
Amen, brother.
And I love my wife tonight, and I love my children. And there's something about when they tell me they love me that does something for my heart. But I'm going to tell you, as much as I love them, there ain't nobody ever done anything for my heart like God has when he says, "I love you." I'm telling you, ain't nobody ever loved you like your heavenly Father does. And you ought to let him tell it to you every now and again. He is our Father. I really don't know how to stop tonight, or how to close, or how to go. I don't want to go without saying one more time, he's my Father. And I sure am glad I belong to him. We identify with our Father. That's where the bloodline comes from. And I'm telling you, that blessed Tuesday night in an altar, on purple carpet in front of an outlet plug, in front of the organ on the right side of Indian Creek Baptist Church, I got a blood transfusion and my bloodline changed and I became belonged to my Father and I identify with him, and I'm glad I do tonight.
Thank God, yes.
Oh, my Father. I sure do love him tonight. I've done my part. I'm done. I wonder about you. I'm not trying to pull or prod.